podcast. What's it called? Don't Worry by Happy with Harriet Diver. Here's my podcast. Hello, welcome to episode 40. Well, I'm very happy with that. Bloody 40, that's a good, firm, rounded. Can round things be firm? Yeah, as long as you're not firmly holding on to it whilst trying to get to an edge. No, a corner. So there's all edge in a circle, but like the O in the 40. But Harriet, what the fuck are you on about? I don't even know. I'm really tired. Been away for a few days. Yeah, I've been away. And I said that. Yeah, I've been away. You know how I roll, guys. Well, I do roll. I like bloody Warburtons. Oh, God. Yeah, and I just don't sleep well in the hotels. Like, at all. I don't know what it is. I think it's all a bit clinical in the hotel. Never get, if it wasn't for having a chat with one of the acts on the first day about aircon and that, I wouldn't even have. So I thought I had the heating on. No, I thought, I don't know what I thought. I assumed the heater was on because it's fucking winter, but it wasn't, it was aircon. And then it was only after chatting to him, I looked at it and I was like, oh yeah, that's not right. So then I did what he said. And then it was a lot more. But it's never, I find the heat's always a bit, feels a bit artificial. Well, it is. Is all, I think all heat's artificial. No, all heat is not artificial. If you've been warming your hands on a fire. Oh, God, one of the comedians. I gigged with the God Baring, he's a bloody legend. Raymond Meehan's. He just has a bloody life and a half, I tell you. And this is what, you know, I've just got from him what, you know, I've only really chatted for him this last 3 days. So imagine if I've had all the life that he's had, imagine all the life he has had, do you know what I mean? So he was saying, he wouldn't mind me saying this, he has it in his show, I think. I'd definitely recommend going to see one of his hours in Edinburgh. But bring money. He said he doesn't let people in if they're young, because he goes up there for the money. And what he said was completely fair. He said, you know, so you lose money in Edinburgh and he can't go to the bank and go, well, actually, you know, August or was it the fringe, you know, you still got to pay your mortgage. Anyway, so he was in and out of hospital all of his life, really. And then as he got old, he said, in fact, he asked his mum not long ago about this mark he's got on him. And yeah, he got thrown on a bonfire and he didn't even... Thrown on a bonfire! That's mad, isn't it? Put your phone on a bonfire. Drinking a cup of tea with very little milk because I've got back and we haven't got anything in. And then, because I messaged... This is very boring, but I messaged my boyfriend asking if we needed anything and he hadn't replied. And then I thought, well, it's alright. Got a bit of time. I haven't got a bit of time. It's bloody Sunday. God's day. Everything's bloody shut. Wait, is that still the reason? So everything's stuck. Oh, it's trade, it's laws, isn't it? I wonder if they'll get changed. No, Harry, they don't need to be changed. Like, shops don't need to be open all the time. People in retail deserve breaks. They bloody do. I used to work in retail. Oh, bloody hell. Nightmare. As well, I don't know. Like, you have to have pride in what you do, and shops wouldn't work if people, you know, didn't do their jobs properly and think and sort of obey the rules of retail. But the way people speak to you when you work in retail is like your fucking sole purpose is to serve these bloody absolute bastards. I once blew a raspberry at this woman looking for long johns and she goes, did you blow a raspberry at me? She's just going on and on and on. So I just went like, I don't even know why I did. I've never in all my life felt the urge to do that at any other time, but for some reason on that day I did that to that fucking woman looking for long johns. Yeah, some people are really precious as well. Like sometimes you in retail you have to ask for people's like either their title, whether they're Miss, Mrs. or Mr. or Doctor or whatever. or like email address or something. And before, people go, why do you need to know if I'm a missus? It's just like, and getting all like arsy about it. It's like, I don't need to know, obviously. It's what I've been asked to do. I couldn't give a fucking shit if your title is fucking Sri Lankan god of the Jacob's cracker biscuit aisle. Do you know what I mean? Like, I couldn't give a shit, mate. Let's just help our lives just move a bit easier, shall we? Jesus. Anyway, so yeah, so I've been away. And I don't know why I went off on that tangent about that, but I've been in a hotel for the last... I haven't really slept, but and then last... Because I can't remember the last time I had a drink. I think it might have been bloody Christmas time, you know. So on the first night, all was good. Then the second night, I had a tough gig. Not like... I think that I'm going to sound like a proper dickhead, but not like... You know, if you see someone having a shit gig, you go like it wasn't uncomfortable. I didn't die, but it just, because I don't really, Harriet, I don't really die anymore. So it just wasn't, and I've been doing really well lately. Just have been having really good ones. So it just wasn't, it was, they were just never fully on board. And then the bits that land in a certain way, they just weren't landing as strongly. And it was just because there was a lot of people. So that's why it's, yeah, that's what the problem is. It was the amount of noise coming off the amount of people wasn't what I'm used to or what it should be like. So... And not only that, it also had an air of, like, it proper could turn, like, the people were dicks. And do you know what? They weren't dicks. They were just, they hadn't really seen anyone like me before. And it's opening. And I just felt a weird vibe when I walked in. Like, people looked at me and I felt like they give me a look as if just because I was going backstage, as if they're saying, I hope you're not on. And whether they actually did give me that look or whether, but yeah, it was, I don't know what it was. So usually I'd say I got in my own head, but I don't think I did get in my own head. I think I put all that aside, but then when it didn't go as well, I was like, well, there was that. Anyway, so it just, and then as well, my first joke, this guy just shouted out, ha ha. Just like, what? What? So are you saying that because you didn't find that funny? That's fine. It's my first joke. Do you want to just fucking wind your fucking neck in? And remember why you're out. You're out to have fun, not to be an absolute cunt. It's not cool fucking cunt comedy, you absolute shitbag. Sorry. So it's just... I just don't get some people. Plus, it's completely... Like, if you don't like some... If you go and watch something and you don't like it, how about just accept it? It's just not for you. And there's plenty of things that are... But just because it's not for you doesn't mean that it's not for someone else. Did I say that right? If it's not for you doesn't mean it's not for... Yeah, no, that is right. Like, we're all different. And that's what makes the world wonderful. So wind your neck in. It's Saturday night. It's what you're gonna be at work, do it like 9 to 5. And you look forward to the weekend. And that's how you're going to spend your weekend, is it? Being a judgmental prick. Not giving someone a chance. Anyway. But do you know what? I made it sound horrible though, but I actually had a fucking fantastic time. And do you know what? I'm glad that happened because, like, I think this is why when you do comedy, some people don't make it because you either fucking crumble or you're like, oh, yesterday, well, it was a bit detrimental because I wanted to do loads of writing yesterday, but I was just sort of getting into the gear of this gig and figuring out what I was going to do and stuff. But yeah, so then... Last night went really well, so I was like, do you know what? I'm going to have a bloody drink. Because, do you know what? I wouldn't have if it wasn't for... There's this other act on, Gareth Wow. Woo? Is it W-A-U-G-H? Woo? Wah. Woo. Gareth Woo. Wow. No, it's not wow, Harriet. Wow. Woo. Wow. Woo. Woo. I don't know. Do you know what? But I've just surprised myself then, because when the compere said it, I was like, oh, that's how that says. And then I've just tried to say it how I thought I heard it, and I haven't said it right, and I can't seem to. Anyway, so he was drinking a glass of red wine, and it fucking loved, it bloody looked delicious. Because that's my thing as well, red wine. I just really like red wine. And you don't see many comedians drinking red wine. So every time he had a sip of it, I was like, oh, that looks nice, that does. So then when I come off stage and it had gone really well, I thought, fuck it, I've been up here for days. I've had, a bloody, I can have a, because it's only when it's like affecting my productivity, but I was traveling the coach all day today, so we didn't have much, a great deal to do. So I thought, what's one drink? And then, so when I come off, I went, oh, looking at his drink, it looks lovely. And then Carl Donnelly was on, and he was like, oh, I've been looking at the same. So he had a white wine, I had a red wine. He hadn't had a drink since Christmas. It went bloody right to my head, but I had a lovely time. But anyway, the point was it was, I can't fucking sleep. If I've had a wine, I think I got to sleep about 4. No, you've added like an extra 2 hours just to be dramatic. I haven't added 2 hours. I've probably added an hour and a half. No, an hour. I don't know. But yeah, because you're watching shit TV that you vowed you'd never watch again for moral reasons, and you fucking yeah, I did actually. Yeah, I need to stop. So I whinged about this fucking guy being a sexist fucking prick on Facebook. Everyone agreed with me. I said I wasn't gonna watch it again, and then I forgot, and it was on late, and then I watched it. But to be fair, he'd been pulled up on his behaviour and was better, but it's still a fucking asshole. Yeah, it's absolutely baffling. Yeah, but Harry, you're part of the problem if you're gonna keep watching it, because producers and people on TV, they need to stop having people on that are going to behave like that. Harriet, I didn't fucking set out to be a fucking hypocrite. I forgot that I wasn't watching it because I'd had 2 glasses of wine, because I had one and then went down ever so well. So then I had a bloody other one. So there, I haven't fucking gone out of my way. All right, Jesus. So then, what else happened on the Friday? I was doing a fucking right flap about this. On the Friday, no, on the Wednesday, this person, well, it was one of them actually. So I applied for to be a sort of the face, was it? I applied to sort of present this cooking channel, was it channel or a show? It was cooking, anyway. And like I proper wanted it. I just love. I love food. I mean, in all honesty, if we have to take out the equation, my awful appearance on dinner day where I didn't cook my chicken and give him the shits, and was supposed to be having around for hours, and then within like 40 minutes, they were like, "We have got more than enough footage." But that was because I was under pressure. Yeah, but you'd be under pressure in a cooking show. Well, it'd be funny. Anyway. So I applied for this, and then this woman tweeted me on Wednesday, said about like some work. So I looked at who she was, and it said about cooking. She's like managed chefs, like celebrity chefs. She managed Jamie Oliver before he was like massive. So I thought, fucking hell. This must be about the bloody cooking thing. So I was really happy. So anyway, so I messaged her. I said, yeah, I'm interested, blah, blah, blah. Oh yeah, because she said she tried to get in touch with me on my website, but the button to click on my contact details was not clickable. So I've had to fix that. Anyway, so then she rings me and do you know what? I kept apologising, but now I think about it, I don't even think it was me. I think it was a phone fucking reception kept cutting out. And then, so, she's chatting away to me. And then, she tells me something about how we have to do a sex scene. And then the phone goes dead and I'm like, wait a minute. I don't think this is a bloody cooking program here. I don't think there'd be a bloody sex scene. Like, ooh, making frittatas and fucking getting your tartars out. So, did you just say that? Yeah, I did. And what? So, anyway, turned out she was nothing to do with the cooking program, and she, I don't even know if I can say it. Yeah, I don't even know it. So, it basically sort of like a Mythbusters thing on about sort of what the rumours are, what people say are the downsides of having sex. And so it's sort of like not an educational, like a funny, no, I'd say educational thing, but not anyway, about what, so basically, you know, people be like, oh, well, if you drink too much, you can't get it out. So stuff like that, and then that people say versus what the actual science is and what the facts is. So it was basically a thing about that. She couldn't get paid for to do. Anyway, so she asked if I wanted to be in that, but then, and I was up for it, but then with the self-sexing thing, I was worried. Do you know what? I always used to think, if ever I had a boyfriend, like, because acting was what I wanted to do, like, back in the day, I always thought it would never bother me if I did a sex scene or was snogging, had to snog someone or something like that. And then I always sort of thought, and if whoever I was with was bothered about that, then sort of, fuck them, because I wouldn't be, sort of thing. But now, I don't know, you just sort of grow up, don't you? And I just thought, and not that I didn't even have to do any of this in the end anyway, but I was just like, I couldn't even do that. I guess some people, especially if acting is their job, they just don't have a second. Oh, that's weird. Why is my sock hanging from my boyfriend's weight up there? Yeah, because it's just what they do, sort of thing, and it's. And I don't know. I'm just not comfortable doing it. And it's, isn't it? Some people would like, it's not cheating because it's. I don't. It's. This is gonna sound so fucking wanky. But just the thought, like, you know, I haven't kissed anyone else in all the time I've been with my boyfriend. Obviously, because that's how. You know, being in a, is it monogamous where you're together and you're not with anyone else? Is that monogamous? Or is that the right word? So monogamous, I don't think I've got the right word. Anyway, so we've been in a committed relationship, so I haven't kissed anyone else. And then just the thought of kissing someone else, that it would feel like a betrayal. I'd feel like I was sort of betraying him. That's weird, that, isn't it? No, I don't think it is weird, Harry. I think it's... Anyway, so I was really worried about, especially because the phone went dead and I didn't know what I'd be having to do, and all that business. I said, I ain't getting my fanny out. I ain't snogging anyone. I ain't coming. And she said about shorts, and I was like, "Oh fuck, I just don't get my legs out." If anyone's seen me on stage, that I'm probably the most dressed in comedy. It's how I like it. But she was really nice, and I think it's because it wasn't what it was aiming to do. Wasn't of a seedy nature or anything. So there was no reason why. And she was just like, "Yeah, if ever you're not comfortable." As it happened, it was, and then because I was doing it with this, so the guy in it was another comedian, and I'd seen him around, but I'd never gigged with him. He'd always be at, have it speak normally, please. So he'd always have his show in Edinburgh in the same building as mine, but like as he'd be flying for his show as I'd come out of my building. So it's I see him like every day for the month, but don't know him. Do you know what I mean? But it was enough to have a common ground and to get to know each other, sort of thing. Do you know what I mean? Like it, and thank God, just wasn't awkward with him at all. We just had a laugh, really. So I did it in this amazing house. It was filmed in this beautiful house. It always the way as well that. The guy that owned the... Sorry, it was a flat, not a house. But it was the size... I've never seen a flat that big. It had stories as well. Yeah, the guy that owns it is like some successful photographer. Doesn't even... It's not... He doesn't even live in it. Lives in London. I don't know. I think things like that are important to do as well because it makes you... I think, like, fuck, I could have this if I worked really hard one day. It's good to do. So I love my house, come back and see it's a bit of a challenge because we've got nothing in the cupboard, so I can usually rustle up something out of nothing. So I'm thinking I'm going to do a sort of, so if you've got a tin of kidney beans and a tin of tomatoes, you're fucking halfway there. You're literally... And if you've got your herbs and spices, you've pretty much got a vegetarian chili there with a few bits and bobs. I got a bit, half a tin of spinach. I'm going to do a sort of chili ratatouille thing in baked potatoes. Nailed it, mate. Absolutely nailed it. Yeah. So, as well, I've decided, you know, so in this podcast, I'll chat and then I'll sort of clunkily do stories at the end that are good, and I just feel like I just said it's just a bit clunky and it's not really what I want this podcast to be, and even though, well, technically I was doing it first, but it's like there's a podcast I absolutely love, another Harriet in comedy, Harriet Kemsley. She has a podcast, Why Is Harriet Crying, and she at the end reads a story which is sort of similar to the stuff I sort of read, so I thought I want my podcast to grow, and that's not really what I want to do. It probably fits better with what she does. It's just better. No, you haven't said it in any way. Just calm down, all right? She's great. She knows you think she's great. And yeah, but not in a creepy way. No, not in a creepy. Why would you say creepy? Now it's getting creepy. I know. So, yeah. So I want to sort of take my podcast a sort of different direction. So I think I'm going to be, because I've got a Twitter account of Bipolar Happy Pod. So I'm going to be a bit more interactive and ask for good things that have happened to other people, and then sort of talk about them, and yeah, communicate with the listeners a bit more. I think is what I know is what I'm gonna do, and still have all my chat. I in fact just listened because I've got the coach back from Glasgow, and I hadn't listened to them before. I just love anything Paloma Faith does. I just think she's absolutely brilliant. And so, yeah, so that's pretty much what I'm going to do. I'm going to say good things that have happened and then be a bit more interactive. Anyway, so I love what Paloma Faith does. And so sometimes if you like someone but they don't have a podcast, if you just pop their name into, you know, into the podcast thing on iTunes and a podcast comes up that they've done. So distraction pieces that Scroobius Pip, his series that he does with interesting people, popped up, and I thought, oh, I've been meaning to listen to his for ages, so I'll have a listen. It's fucking brilliant and really inspiring. Then I listened to another one straight after, Gaz Khan. Really interesting, his journey in comedy, and so inspiring, and I'm all about being inspired lately, is especially from people in comedy that have made their own path and done their own thing, made their own journey, because it's, you know, I'm sick of that sort of it should be done this way and that way, because it's different. Also, various different horses for different courses. And yeah, it's mad his journey, because he sort of, if you don't know him, he's a comic doing brilliant things, and yeah, he sort of just took off, and it was apparently what did it was, so he did a thing about how, was it Fox News reported that everyone who lived in Birmingham was a Muslim, which was just odd and a lie, so he was chatting about that. And then he did a video about to boycott Jurassic Park Lost World because there was a Pachyosaurus. And, oh, because he's of Pakistani heritage. And yeah, so it was sort of like, but then at the time he was a teacher, so obviously he had to be called into the office, sort of disciplined about it, because it was something that a teacher, yeah, so it's really interesting. And then Paloma Faith was saying about she's doing the, if you look on her website, palomafaith.com, you can do good things for the world that aren't giving money. Like, everything's like, give your money to charity, do this. And I've sort of started doing this, but like, just the tiniest things can just make a difference in people's days. Like, just say, you know, talk to your neighbour, do this, do that. Like, some people, a hairdresser's gone around giving homeless people haircuts, and just so. And if we all do a tiny bit, because the thing is, she says in the podcast that she listened to a talk by Michael Moore, and he said that we all think change is too big, too out of our hands, which is why we don't change, because we think it's impossible. Whereas if we all just do a little thing, like a ripple effect will happen and things will be different. So yeah, I think it's really good. I think I'll probably end it around here, this podcast, not live. I'm feeling great. Just think it's really good to be inspired by people and to keep learning. You know, we never know everything, and I think when you're like, oh, I don't need to know that, then you're just closing. You're not only creating narrow-mindedness for yourself, you're shutting everything off around you. That's interesting. Anyway, probably waffled along. No, you haven't. It's been great. So, bloody hell, we're on episode 40. Be sure to get in touch with me. Don't worry, bipolarhappy@gmail.com. Tweet bipolarhappypod. Just get in touch. I think, if I'm right, there might be some sponsorship occurring soon on this. Keep your ears and eyes out for that. This has been episode 40. Thanks so much. Have a lovely week. All the best now. Cheers. That was my podcast. My podcast. Thanks for listening. Download. Share. Tell your pal at the shop. Don't worry. Bye. Happy. My podcast. My podcast.